Hey, welcome to the Napcast. My name is David.
And my name is Seth, and today we're going to be talking about the last video game that we played.
Indeed. Video games is such a fun medium to play. It's kind of a cliche type sort of thing to talk about your favorite video game, so instead of talking about our favorites, it's going to be the last game we played. With that being said, the last game I played is also one of my favorite video games.
Fair
surprise,
enough.
Surprise. And this would happen to be Metroid Prime, the one that was released back in, I think, 2002. Great game. The graphics, surprisingly, still hold up today. Like, I mean, it's not super realistic graphics, but it still looks amazing.
Well, it did come out on the GameCube, so...
That's true. GameCube games are, they're very well done.
They are. GameCube was, I believe it was the most powerful console of its generation, which is saying something because Nintendo consoles usually aren't known for that.
That's pretty true. One thing that's nice about Metroid Prime is that there's no loading times anywhere in the game. Like, when you're walking in, the whole format of the game is you have a large room, and then there's always a small corridor or a small room before the next large room. And while you're in the small room, while you're, like, waiting for the door to open is when it loads the next entire room. So the entire game, there's no loading times or anything. You just play through it.
Now that's sneaky.
It's really, really cool. I watched a guy go through a video demo where he was playing with the wire form, like the wire version of the game, where you could see through walls, but just all the different wires and everything. And you see when the game actually loads. There are some times when you're walking through a corridor where the door might take a little second to open or something like that, and that's when the room is loading. But they hide it, and they disguise it perfectly, and it's amazing. Now, I wasn't playing the game on the GameCube, though I've done that a couple times, which is always fun. I was playing it with Dolphin Emulator, so I was using my computer, my desktop computer, to play it. And it's quite the experience.
Yay, emulators.
Indeed. I mean, you can't use your thumbs to hit those control sticks to switch visors and everything, as you have to shift your left hand over from your keys on the left-hand side of the keyboard all the way to the middle. Like, I think, you know, the keys in the middle, like J, K, L, and I or something like that, are some of the keys that I use. So that can be kind of a tricky challenge at times when you're, like, fighting a boss and you have to switch quickly. Speaking of which, I was playing against the final boss fight just yesterday.
Well, there you go.
And I beat it. Surprise, surprise. I've played through the game maybe 20, 30, 40 times. I don't know. I've put in hundreds of hours on that game. It's such a fun game, though.
It sounds like it. I would love to try Metroid.
Have you never played the game?
I have never actually played a Metroid game.
Oh, my word. Oh, you need to. Admittedly, the only game I've actually played of the Metroid games is Metroid Prime 1. I've played a demo of Metroid Prime 2, which is also really good, but I've only actually played the first one, which, I mean, in my opinion, is the best one. They're all really good, though.
True. Yeah. And we've got a new Metroid Prime game coming out in a couple of years on the Switch.
Oh, man, that's going to be awesome. I'm also a little skeptical because new games are always, you're always tentative to see if they're actually going to do well with it, having not touched the franchise in a long time. But oftentimes they come through. Sometimes, you know.
I mean, I tend to trust Nintendo more with their IPs than I would some other companies.
Valid. They usually do a very good job. What's one of the games you've played recently?
So, the last game I played, actually, was Uncharted 1, Drake's Fortune on the PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4, that's quite an interesting console, a very new console, of course.
Oh, yes. It's quite beefy, and it has a lot of fun games, all of which I am terrible at.
Are you good at the Uncharted 4 game?
I have not actually played Uncharted 4 yet.
You haven't?
I bought the Nathan Drake Collection, which has the first three games remastered for the PlayStation 4, and I've been working my way through the first game to eventually completing the entire series. But I am not very good at shooters when you have to use two analog sticks.
Is this a first-person shooter or a third-person shooter?
It is third-person with shooty elements and some puzzly elements.
Oh.
And I am bad at all of them.
You're bad at the puzzle elements and the shooty elements.
It's mostly I don't know where I'm supposed to go, and then I die.
Oh, that makes sense. Do you die from, like, a time limit, or you just die in the game?
Usually what happens is I'm jumping to a new platform, and I miss. And I fall to my death and have to start the platforming section over again.
That makes sense. In Metroid Prime, I have that a lot where there's different puzzles that you have to jump through. Usually, there are platforms or things on the wall. And if you fall down, you don't usually die unless you land in the lava and can't get out in time, which doesn't happen as much in the later game because you have more energy tanks.
Right.
But oftentimes, if you fall down, it can take you a long time to work your way all the way back up to the top and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've never actually played the Uncharted games. They sound like fun, but I don't have very much experience with them, which is just a shame.
I don't either. My brother has been a fan of Uncharted for a long time, and he finally convinced me to get it and play it. And I'm really enjoying the story. I just don't enjoy the sections where I have to try again 7 or 8 times. I was playing through one section last night. It was towards the middle of the end of the game, or the end of the middle of the game. Either way, take your pick.
towards the end of Act Two.
Yeah, and so the enemies just got a lot beefier, and they have guns with laser sights on them will kill you if they shoot you. So the only way you can not die is to don't stop moving.
Just be smart and don't be terrible.
I would love to say that's what I did. That's not what I did.
Did you hack the game?
What I ended up doing was I frantically dodged rolled into one corner of the map, took out two snipers, and then got shot in the back of the head by a guy carrying a shotgun.
That sounds like a half success. I mean, you got to look at all the mini successes before you win the game.
It was,
like that.
Except that was the sixth time I had tried that section.
Well, shoot. And you also were playing, I believe, Kingdom Hearts recently.
Kingdom Hearts. Yes, I am very, very close to completing Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix on the PlayStation 4. That one is probably one of my favorite entries in the Kingdom Hearts series so far, although Kingdom Hearts 3 is set to debut sometime next year, so I'm really excited about that.
Which Kingdom Hearts game are you playing at the moment?
Currently, I'm working my way through Kingdom Hearts 2.
Okay. Have you played the first one?
I have played the first one. It was a very long time ago on the original PlayStation 2, which is when the game came out, or the console that the game was released on.
Okay.
So I haven't touched that series in probably 7 or 8 years. And coming back to it fully remastered on the PlayStation 4, there's a lot of nostalgia going on.
I can definitely see that. It was fun to watch you play through some of it. You beat that one boss with the air guitar or something like that. That's not actually what it is, but it was fun to watch. Another one of the games that I've played recently, this is a complete change of topics. It's another very old game from, probably the early 2000s, is Lego Racers 2, of all things. No, I'm serious.
Oh,
I still play that.
Man,
I mean, I have
that's a blast from the past.
I know. My desktop computer, I mean, I have it running Windows 10, but it still plays.
It LEGO still Racers runs 2. On Windows 10.
It's amazing. I mean, wow. There are some things that don't play perfectly, so it'll slow down a little bit. Where,
oh, for sure.
It's not that it's running slow on processing. It's just it's a newer computer for such an old game. But I can still play the game, and I can still play through it, and I play that game. I've figured out how to modify some of the game code and different things like that, so I give myself Rocket Racer's car, just the chassis, because you can't actually give yourself Rocket Racer's car with all of its abilities or everything. But then I go through and I'll get all the car bonuses, and I'll get all of speed, nothing else, just all speed. So I end up with 10 speed, and then all the other, when I beat the bosses, I get their power-ups as well, and so my car will get up to, as opposed to 80 or 90 miles an hour for your typical car, it'll get up to 150, 160.
So about double.
Pretty much. There are times where, because it's a checkpoint-based game rather than just staying on the map, because it's an open-world concept, so you have to go through checkpoints. I'll start off a game, and if I'm bored, I'll just skip a checkpoint at the beginning, play through the entire lap, go back to that checkpoint, and I'm still on lap one. I'm way in last place, but when you're in last place, you've got catch-up, which means that you're going faster, trying to catch up to the people, and you get sometimes better abilities, for the power pick
as
up power-ups and things.
Mustard.
No, as a catch up, catching a ball, catching up to people. So you get better abilities and you go a lot faster, which is hard to control, especially when you don't have as much grip as you do power. But it's a lot more fun that way because you're sliding around everywhere. And I'll be a lap behind and I'll still win the race handily. Sometimes I'll skip two laps or three laps or something ridiculous. There are some races where they don't even take a pit stop if you destroy them all. Are you familiar with the game with how if you damage an opponent, they lose bricks off their car?
Oh, yeah.
And if you damage them enough, then you have two hits. You can actually do it in one hit if you're careful. They lose their entire car and they're walking at 50 miles an hour, which doesn't really make sense, but it's always fun. They walk super slowly.
It's Lego, nobody cares.
Oh, that's right. But on one of the maps, actually the first course on Dino Island, which is a 3-lap race, they don't ever take the pit stop.
Really?
They just never do. So if you skip a lap and if you're in last place and you get that gold power dust power up, whatever that thing is, that takes off about half the bricks of the car, if you get that twice, even if you're way in last place, they'll never take the pit stop and they'll just be walking everywhere. And I've skipped, I believe, 3 laps and still managed to win, taking 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes or who knows what. But I've done that on, I think, every single race where I've skipped at least a lap, except for Rocket Racer, where it is not checkpoint-based. It's just in a circle with all the different obstacles on the final course. There I'll wait 30 seconds and then start racing and still beat them. It's a lot of fun. It's such an old game, but it's so fun. It's such a silly game, too, now that I think about it.
Yeah, old and silly. Those are two of my favorite adjectives for games. Because old games, you can mod, and modding is fantastic.
Indeed. I found a mod where you could play as the Martians' mech. that's like the boss on Mars, where it's that big mech suit that walks around and everything. you can play that. Problem is, it doesn't fit most places. So like, I'm racing on Sandy Bay, and I'll be falling through the world all the time.
Oh no!
Which you can't really do. You have to like exit out and go back into the game if you fall through the world. But you can sometimes race against Regal himself, which that course is designed for it because wow. He races on it. But it's such a fun, goofy little mod. I've never figured out how to play as the Berg, like the boss from the Arctic place.
Yeah.
That big, like, abominable snowman or whatever he is. It's fun to race against him and try to skip a lap because it's only two laps. It's a lot harder. And he's got those, like, icicles behind him that make it really hard to try to pass him. It's such a fun race normally, though, because you can get ahead of him right away and just win. It's very simple. Speaking of old LEGO games, are you familiar with LEGO Galador? Have you ever heard of that game?
LEGO Galador. That actually is a LEGO game that I have never heard of.
Interesting. I mean, it's produced by the LEGO company, but it's not actually LEGOs. Like, they don't have everything in the world be LEGOs. They just made the game in partnership with Galador, I guess. Galador was this really old TV show about a guy named Nick Bluetooth who ends up in this alternate dimension. And he's got this, it's called the glinching ability, where he can change his arm into a cannon, or he can change his legs into somebody else's legs, and it gives him all these different talents and things like that. And he has to fight the evil villain Gorm, which is, you know, it's kind of like a Darth Vader knockoff almost, whatnot. The TV show didn't do particularly well because the visual effects were kind of cheesy at times, but I actually went through and watched the whole thing.
I mean, we're talking early 2000s here. Visual effects aren't going to be that impressive unless it's like The Hobbit.
Right.
Or Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, this was an old TV show, and I think there's two seasons, maybe 24, 25 episodes, something like that. But it's fun to watch through. It's a good story. Cheesy animations, but, you know, that's how it is. I mean, it's real person. Like, people are acting in it, but they've got some animations here and there. Like, it's basically bad CGI, but it's so much fun to watch. For me, at least. I enjoyed it. And then they made the game. The game is different. It doesn't follow the TV show really at all. There's a lot of the same characters, but a completely different plot. Some similar, like, recurring locations, but there's a lot more that's expanded on in the actual TV show.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the game itself is, well, when I looked up on some of the reviews on it, people didn't really seem to like the game. They didn't like some of the aspects of the game that I actually enjoy the most. Like, one of the control scheme, for example, your jump button is L, which is like on the right side of the keyboard, and you're using the arrow keys.
That's interesting.
And you've got all these buttons right around L that are like, you know, you can activate your glinch, you can switch between different glinch abilities that you've picked up and things. So you pick up power-ups, like you've got this armor that allows you to punch a wall and knock it over. And you've got these, like, basically frog legs that allow you to jump really high. And there's one ability that's basically a grapple beam and different things like that.
Oh, there you go.
So you pick up all these glinches, but trying to control it, you can't change the controls or really anything. You just got to learn how to use them. I watched somebody play through this on YouTube. He got stuck on it was a fairly easy puzzle to figure out. He just didn't really know what he was doing, and he just complained so much about the game that he quit.
Oh, man.
And that's one of the few playthroughs I've actually found on YouTube, which is just a shame.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I need to put my own on YouTube.
So talking about bad games, or games that other people consider bad,
right?
You know, what would you say is your favorite game that's like a bad game or that people traditionally don't like?
My favorite bad game, probably actually LEGO Galador, because it's such a fun game for me. I'm trying to think any other bad games that I've played. Well, the good old-fashioned Solitaire from way back when. You know, they actually implemented Solitaire and I think FreeCell to teach people how to use the mouse.
Oh, really?
So you could click and drag cards.
Okay,
that
makes sense.
That was something that older people, you know, first trying to learn how to use a computer, you know, they would implement that so that people would learn how to play it and also play games. They also had pinball, and I don't know if that actually taught anything other than maybe the arrow keys or something like that, but playing 3D, like the Space Cadet pinball, and playing Solitaire, I still play that for speed sometimes.
Speed Solitaire.
Well, you know that you can turn on a timer.
Yeah.
And it shows you how fast you play.
Oh, yeah, my times are always terrible.
But then also, if you hit Control A, every card that can possibly go up to the top will go up to the top. So if you get everything available and then hit Control A, everything jumps up and you win really quickly. And so while I'm playing, I'll be just going through really quickly and hitting Control A between almost every move. I think I've done one game that was 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
And a fair amount that were between 48 and about 56.
Wow.
And if I get up to about 55 and I'm nowhere close, I'll just restart because I'm not going to win anyways. But that's such an old game, but I still play that. And sometimes you play for, you know, they've got a point scoring system in there where you lose points every like 10 seconds, but you gain points for every card you put up, but you lose a smaller amount of points for every card you bring
down. Yeah, it's a little goofy.
I don't really know what the style is. It's standard scoring, maybe? My highest score there is 40-some thousand, but that was the 45-second playthrough. I mean, the faster you go, the more points you're going to get. It's just by definition. So, I mean, that's one of the old games I've really played. I really enjoy 3D Spaceball Pinball Cadet thing, whatever it's called. Pinball, just the pinball game.
Yeah.
That one's so fun. Did you know that there's cheats for that game? Have you ever used
them? I have not used them, but I know they exist.
What's really fun is to use the cheat that like allows you to click and drag the ball around with your mouse. And so you can go through and you can complete all of the missions, and you can get all the way to the final, like the ninth rank, which is like Grand Admiral or something. And then you can get to that like Maelstrom, which is where instead of doing just the one of the three, if you highlight all three, you get that special mission that does about half of your circle or whatever that thing is, half the XP you need or something. You can play the Maelstrom mission, which is super long. You do so many different things, but you can complete it really quickly with just the mouse. It's so much fun. You can't really set high scores with cheats, I don't think.
Well, I mean, most things you can't set achievements or unlock things with cheats on.
Actually, no. You could set some high scores with cheats.
Oh, really?
I think I've done so. Problem is, there's another cheat that makes your second place high score the highest possible you can get in the game, which is 1 billion points. You can't go over 1 billion. If you do it, the game either stops or you go back to zero or something.
Just explodes.
So your top score will be like 900 some million, and then your second through fifth will all be 1 billion, which makes no sense. But you can't do anything about it. That's one of the goofy cheats, and you have to turn that off if you want to set actual high scores.
Oh, for sure.
That's such a fun game. But, yeah. All right, so we're about done with this episode. So what do you say we pick a random key? What key do you want to do this time?
Let's be boring and do C.
C major.
We got to do it eventually.
No, let's do C minor. All right. Ooh. How about this? You do the tonic, and I'll do the minor third, and we'll sing goodbye. Ready?
Oh, but it's going to be so sad.
Oh, that's right. Well, how about this? I'll go from minor to major on the third to the major third. So like from the E flat to the E.
All right.
So, all right. Ready?
All right. Goodbye.